Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And today we are going to be looking at Philippians chapter 3. We're finishing up this week with the passage that we looked at last Sunday. And just excited to see where Paul leads us next. Really, as we've seen throughout this letter, right, this incredible theme of joy, right? That God is the source of unshakable joy, and that joy impacts, you know, everything about our lives. It impacts us because that we can have joy because what we saw this last week was because of our confidence, right? It's not in ourselves. It's not in our ability to live the Christian life or to obey the law, but really our confidence comes from a relationship with Jesus. And that's exactly where Paul ends this section in Philippians chapter 3. And so let me read verses 10 and 11 for us. I want to read verse 9 as well, because it gives a little bit of context to where we find ourselves in verse 10. So let me go ahead and read verse 9. "And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith." Verse 10, "that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead." And so as what we're going to focus on is that verses 10 and 11, that where Paul says that I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. Because really what's happening here is in verses 8 and 9, he lays out really where our righteousness comes from. And he talks about his own righteousness, right? That he cannot have a righteousness that comes from the law. And again, righteousness is another one of those like Christian terms that we can throw around, that sometimes it's helpful to know what really does righteousness mean. It's a very nuanced and complex word. It's got multiple things within it, much like we think about the gospel, right? The gospel is very profound. It's very simple, but yet very profound. And so righteousness, right, just means think about right, that word right. So what do we need to be right? And so what Paul is saying is that there is a right relationship that we to have with God, that if you are in a right relationship with someone, that you are in, that there is no division, there is no really things that are fighting against that relationship, that you are connected, you are in fellowship, there is nothing breaking that relationship, right? That it is in a right relationship. But also righteousness has a sense of right living, that we live in a way that is right, rather than doing things that are wrong. And so our righteousness with God, our right standing with God, leads to a right living for God and like God, because God is perfectly righteous because he is morally perfect. He always does what is right. And so this righteousness, Paul says, he says, I don't have it on my own. That while he had said previously that to the law he was blameless, but now he needs a righteousness that doesn't depend on him and his ability to try and keep the law. He needs a righteousness that comes from someone else. And that's a righteousness that depends on Christ. It's faith in Christ. So what Paul is saying is that he is made right with God through his faith in Jesus, which leads us to verse 10, where he says, in light of these things, right, that we get to know him in the power of his resurrection. Now Paul moves to from justification and righteousness to sanctification. That right relationship with God should lead to right living with God, which is what sanctification is. Sanctification is this process as a Christian where each day we hope to look more and more like Jesus, that we want to live our lives more and more like Jesus living in and through us. That sanctification is this process that you and I are striving to look more and more like Jesus, right? That we work out that salvation with fear and trembling that we just looked at a few weeks ago. But it is God who works in and through us. And so that our lives begin to look more and more like Jesus. And what Paul says is the key to that relationship is knowing Christ and the power of his resurrection. If you've ever seen any of like the reality TV shows where these contestants go on and they want to experience what it's like to be someone. And so sometimes there's like the Ultimate Fighter, where like you have these contestants who are wondering what's it like to be a UFC or an MMA fighter or a pro wrestler in some ways, right? That they're getting that experience. Or you see those like adventure shows where they're going out with Bear Grylls, or how to survive in the wilderness, or how to do these incredibly hard tasks like scaling a mountain, or even Survivor, right? So It's where they take somebody from a place of they want to know what it's like. They want to experience that for themselves. And that's what Paul is saying is, I want to experience Christ. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives within us as believers. And Paul says, I want to know that. I want to experience that more and more each day so that I can share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. What Paul is saying is, I want my life to look less like me and more like Jesus. If you remember Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And just this idea that I've died to my old self and that I want to live a new life in him. And so I want to share in the sufferings of Jesus. I want, in the same way that Christ suffered for following God's will for him and walking in obedience to the Father, that we too, as we walk in obedience, are going to experience suffering in this world. And in that way, we are uniting ourselves in that same kind of death that Christ had. So that Paul says, by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. What he's, again, is pointing to this future glorification, that that we are justified and made right with God through faith in him, and that we grow in our sanctification of becoming like Jesus as we seek to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, so that one day we may experience glorification. That one day when Jesus returns, that we would attain the resurrection from the dead. And what Paul is saying is that by any means possible, I may attain. It's not he's saying like, I've got to do whatever I can to try to make that happen. He's saying, however that comes to be, right? Whether that's in this lifetime or whether that's in the lifetime to come, like at some point, I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but whatever I want to do, I want to experience that resurrection from Christ. I want to attain that. I want to be with Jesus, experiencing a resurrection like his. And what a great hope that you and I have as we walk with Jesus. And so there's so much packed right into these two verses here that it's so incredible that Paul leads us into this place because of that, because of all of these beautiful realities we have. These, they bring us joy, right? Joy that we are justified and sanctified and glorified, not by our human effort, not by your works or my works, but solely by Christ working for us, in us, and through us to attain those things. And so let's just take some time to pray. Let's ask God to continue to grow a desire in us to want to know him, right? That that in the same way that Paul says, I want to know Christ, would that be the same desire that we have? J.I. Packer, a famous theologian, once said about this verse, he says, once you become aware that the main business that you are here for is to know God, most of life's problems fall into place of their own accord. And so what is your main business in life? Is it to know Christ? Is it to know him and the power of his resurrection so that we could share in his sufferings, so that we can attain that resurrection from the dead? And so let's pray this week that you and I would grow in wanting to know more of Christ as we fellowship with him. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this incredible reminder, Lord, that Christ came to save us, that we can be right with you, God, through Jesus, through our faith and trusting in his work and not our own. And that as we do that, Lord, we want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, that same Holy Spirit that empowered Jesus and raised him back to life, Lord, resides in us as followers of Jesus. And that your Spirit, God, would lead us and guide us to keep digging deeper in our relationship with you, that we would dig into your word, that your Spirit would illuminate your word into our hearts, God, and help us apply it so that, Lord, we can continue to make Christ known everywhere we go, as we continue to cultivate a relationship where we're knowing more of Jesus. And so God, thanks for your amazing love for us, God. Use us to accomplish your purposes this week. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, amen. Hey, would you take a few minutes and would you pray?